that we can talk to each other.
Really? Wow. I didn't know, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's some rules and regulations that chase a lot of people away. If you're on North America, you're not supposed to hold a rag chew. You contact the guy, and then you swing off to, like, a 310. Orangeburg, I think, has a 310. So if I was in California, I'd go to a 310, and then we could talk for a while. The North America, you know, worldwide, stuff like that, is to contact people, not to have a rag chew. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. I've got the Kinect System CS800 in my car and in my house. I've also got the CS750 HD that I use once in a while when I walk the dog. Over to you, Rocky. Good morning again, Rocky.
Yeah, well, I don't have anything that
all my billing's done up here now. I switched everything over. That's weird. Now I won't be able to do it because I don't have the same billing address as a license.
Rocky was just saying, it was like 2 days ago, I think he said, that he never got to meet you. So he's met pretty much everybody, but he hasn't, he said he never got to meet you in person.
Yeah, I know. I haven't, we'll eventually do it, I'm sure. It's weird. It's like when I met Johnny, I forget what his call sign is. He actually lived around the corner from my house in Queens, so I didn't even know he was there all that time. All those years, that's pretty funny.
Yep, Charlie said it was all right, so we had my friend Ruby was out here the night before last, and so I texted her the whole story about that, and it was going to say KC2HBR.
Yeah. I had years and years and years. He had lived over near me, and I never met the guy. And we were, you know, he used to tell me I splashed him on the radio, you know, from when I would use my 11 meter radio. And we never met. We hadn't met until the day, I forget when it was. Charlie and I met him over at where he worked, and that was the first time I met him.
And what are you back?
Welcome back, Charlie. It's still, that whole situation was unfathomable to me, and you know, the more I think about it, I'm glad he's ostracized. Over to you, Charlie.
I was going to ask him what we're talking about, but now I know. That was a fun day of my life. Anyway, well, it's good to hear you on, Joe. Steve's been coming back now, so maybe you can make it a habit. When I get in range of Kenny Mack, do you have your DMR radio on Tri-State?
I'm listening right now.
When I get in range of Kenny Mack, I'll give you a call on Tri-State.
I got it on. It's hanging there. Yeah, I was like saying, it was years and years, a friend of mine, N2SEN, he hasn't been on this repeater, but he had met Johnny, like a year or two before, you know, and I still not met. It was funny, and all those years that went by, it had to be close to like 25 years. Then I met him when you and I met him out in, what the hell was that place? I forget where it was. Manhasset, I guess. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
How long have you had the MD-380?
Oh, man, that's a funny story, too. I've had it, I guess it's almost a year now. Yeah, that was funny. I ran across it on Amazon for like $115. I said, oh, I like that. Let me check it out. And that's what I did.
I think Rocky got his even cheaper. If you shop around, you can get them pretty cheap. And they're decent radios. They sound very good. I don't know their longevity, but they're decent radios. I'm surprised I haven't heard John. I guess you don't use it that much.
I had it, and we talked to Larry. He's in the club with us, and he's up here. But I had no idea that you guys were using it and that we could interact like you had said. I had no idea you guys were even using it. So what I did was I kept it on the side, and that's right. I turned it on today because I knew I had talked to somebody on it. I don't remember who it was, so. But anyway, that's how that worked.
Something weird in the sky this morning. Leaving a long trail. I never saw that before. It's a plane or something, because I can see it flashing, but I never saw a plane this time in the morning leave it, a trail behind it. Kind of weird. I'm on it quite often. Usually on probably a repeater you don't have, Kenny Mac's private machine. You'll have to email him and ask him if you can get that from him. He only gives it out by request, and he has to know who you are. He won't give it to just anybody. But it's a pretty cool mode. I enjoy it. I use it almost daily. Not a lot, but almost daily. Over to you, Steve. W2SMF and 1LU Mobile.
I met Kenny only one time at Barra. He came over and introduced himself. So he knew who I was. And then I had always heard his name, him. As fast as many hams as there are, it seems like always hear the same people. And I was like, oh, you can, we shook hands, and then he joined the group, so that was pretty cool. Anyway, I don't think I've ever used his machines or anything like that, but getting tired, as you can tell, probably. And I'll hang around for a few more go-rounds. Over to you, Rock. KD2BOR, W2SMF.
KD2BOR Mobile. Yeah, I'm just back in front of the shop. You guys pick it up. I'll get to you. Want to get inside. KD2BOR.
MYQEE. I talk to Kenny all the time on Howie's machine.
WB2H, WW, or something like that.
That's the one. Hey, Kenny's always over there. I've known Kenny for a while. We went all the way back. We used to always hang out at that Barra. I haven't been able to get to Barra lately, though.
That's Howie's machine. Is that analog?
Yeah, he's analog. He has everything, I'm sure. I don't know exactly what his other frequencies are, but he's got a whole mess of stuff.
I think he's got a 10-meter repeater, too.
He's got 6-speed. He's got a whole bunch of stuff all locked into that. There's a ton of stuff he has. So he's always playing. Even though he's a little handicapped, he still gets around.
He's got quite a system. I've talked to him on a number of occasions as well. I don't know if he'd remember me, but I think the last time I talked to him, I was N1LU, N1MUQ. So it's been a while. Over to you, Steve. I know you're getting ready to pack it in. I sent a Ruby a couple of frequencies and directions how to put it into her radio, just in case she doesn't know. I don't know if she mentioned it to you. W2SMF, N1LU Mobile.
He's laying low today. We had a brief exchange this afternoon, I think it was, but I haven't heard from her this whole evening. So I sent her the frequency for here when we first started, and she had popped out and hasn't answered. So maybe she's sleeping or something. Otherwise occupied. I have my eye on TYT, the TH9800, the quad band. I asked you about that, and you didn't really say much. I don't know, got a good record or not, but it's interesting to me. I want to have a quad band, and I was thinking of putting in the car for mobile ops. But I no longer have 6 meters. I sold my Ranger to Gordon, and if you hear from him, I sent out the manual to him, because when I rebuilt the shack and cleaned everything up, I found the manual, and I told him I would send it to him. Then I forgot about it for a week, so I emailed him, but he hasn't answered. So anyhow, W2SMF, babbling on.
Let me see if I have it. I don't know if you were saying you asked me about the TYT. Quad bander. I don't know anything about it because I don't own one. A guy that we used to talk to, Mike. I can't remember his call offhand. It'll come to me. He has one. He seems pretty happy with it. I'd rather see you go out and spend the money in a DMR radio. I think you'd enjoy that a lot. and you'd be able to talk to us from work, if on your break or whatever. Nice DMR HD, the MD380, it's a decent rig. But, you know, to each his own. You might not like DMR. Some people don't. Over to you, Rocky.
82 BOR in the group. Steve, I don't tell you how to spend your money or what you have, but my personal opinion, if you were going to go for a quad band radio, save your pennies and go for the FP8900 Yaesu. Comes with a free separation kit if you want to go into mobile and mount it permanently, but it's just a better radio with a warranty. You know, you're not going to get too much. I've heard of good and bad things about the Chinese radio. Back to you.
Yep. I know, because I don't feel like it's proven a radio, you know, but it's like $209, you know, for a quad band. And I miss playing around on 6. And when 10 meters opens up again, it'll be fun to have that in the car. So, you know, when I was doing my mountain hopping and stuff, it was, I sold the TXT, the HDX, what's that thing called? HDX 10, the Radio Shack one that I had in the, you had that just for the car, and I was using that, like, when I went to parks and stuff, you know, and it was fun, but right now I have no HF for the car at all. So just my, I have the that Zygu X1M, and I'm not very happy with that radio. It feels really cheap, and I haven't had much success with it. You know, it's a QRP rig, but it's, I've been side by side with other hams, and they're working stations, and I'm not getting them.
Hey, don't forget, the 8900 only does FM. You're not going to do any sideband.
That's good to know. I did not know that. So, like I said, I've just seen it advertised, and I see it on eBay pop up, and so I was curious about it.
The Chinese radio did not do sideband either.
I had the mouse hovering over, you know, buy it now. There was one that was 209 or best offer. And that mouse was hovering over that button. now that I hear that, yeah, you're right. I'd rather save up and get something better. Right now, there's really not much of a budget.
I even have the 857 in the car, and I don't make much use of it. Sometimes I thought it was a waste, but a lot of times I just use it on 440. Because the amplifier will not pass 2 meters. I won't pass 440 on the Elenco. So I always go over to the 857 to use 440. Over to you, Charlie.
Hold on, guys.
Okay, I feel like I missed something. W2SMS.
I didn't know those guys moved over to DMR, KD2BOR.
Okay, Rock, I'm not going to hold you. So, you guys go have fun. It was a good chatting with you. And I'm really beat. The two doubles and a single that's wiped me out this week. So, not as young as I used to be. I used to just bounce right back. And it gets harder and harder, as well you know. W2SMS, 73 Rock, great talking with you, and give my best to the guys.
73, Steve.
Don't go yet. Hang in there.
Going anywhere. I was staying here. Steve, back to 10 meters. There's not much you can buy out there for a mobile. Some of the guys are buying a new Lincoln, you know, multi-mode radio. It's 10 meter only. Some people are buying the Anytone AT555, but as far as regular ham radios, now you're going to go into an 857 or an ICOM or something like that if you want to go mobile up again. All right, Steve, have a good night. Good hearing you. KD2BOR. Go ahead, Joe.
Don't go, Steve. Hang in there.
It's 73, Steve. Good hearing you this morning. Steve's still working, Joe, so gotta get some shut eye and do it all over again. We're not all home for the count. Four more years. I just turned 62. Four more years, I'll get the hell out of this rat race. 73 again, Steve. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking, as long as it doesn't have a split on 10 meters, I could use my my president. I have a HR2510 somewhere. That would be cool. And, all right, Steve, if you're going to clip out, I'll talk to you later. I got a lot of 10-meter radios somewhere. These don't name 10 meters, so we'll talk. NY2E.
Okay, Joe, thank you. Thank you, everybody. And we'll figure out what to do about the offices of the club. Figure that out also. W2SMF. QRT.
I'm good with whatever you want to do, man. It's okay with me. You're running it.
And on the MD-380, there is no microphone adjustment. Joe, you maybe just don't have to eat the HD as much.
What I want for that radio is a speaker mic. I have this old speaker mic that I had for my standard radio that's like 30 years old, and the plugs are too far away, so I wanted to buy, you know, something that's cheap, but, not expensive, I should say, that'll work well. That'll be nice for, you know, hanging it in the car, because, like I said, you know, I don't drive, so only time it goes into the car is when I snap it in there and my wife's driving me around.
Yeah, it uses the same pin configuration as a Kenwood speaker mic. I don't remember the numbers, 33 or 34. Charlie, I think, knows. What's his name again? Dan? Go ahead, Charlie.
Hold on. All right, just approaching the GWB. I don't know how well I'm making the repeater. Yeah, I think it's an SMC-34. I don't know if you know K2OZ. He had a speaker mic on his MD-380. If you ever hear him on the air, he's on DMR a lot. You can ask him what he used.
Hold on a second. Now, I have a speaker mic for the 6, the TH-6. It's a SMC-34. Is that what you're saying I could use with that?
Yeah, that should work. I've heard people use it before.
Be damned, because I got another one that I have, this lapel microphone that I have for the same radio. I wonder if that'll work for it, too.
I don't know. I try one at a time. See if the SMC-34 works for it.
They're Kenwood. If they got the Kenwood configuration, they'll work, Joe.
Well, I'm going to try to slide this in there. I was afraid to do it. I didn't want to break anything. So hold on. Let me see if it works.
I have a speaker mic I used on my THF-6 that plugged right into the 380. Charlie said it didn't sound as good on the MD-380, but it wasn't bad on my THF-6.
Hold on, actually, let me get, see if I can get audio out there.
Morning. Some of the early MD-380s had a problem with the receive dropping out on digital. When you can't hear us, try flexing the radio a little bit or doing something to it. But K2XDX was talking about that with somebody the other morning. The early ones have something loose in the radio, and you lose the receive on digital.
Okay, so what should I do with it? Throw it out? No. What should I do?
Well, we'll go back over there, and me and Charlie will transmit. And it seems to be like, you know, like you flex the radio a little bit. Do something with it. Tap on it and see if the receive comes back.
Okay, go ahead and do it.
Ed 1, LU, KC2LZ.
What happened? Go ahead. MY2E, go ahead.
This is KC2LZ.
Okay, go ahead. I was just letting you KC2LZ, MY2E.
I was seeing if Charlie was on your N1LU.
I'm here, Brian. We were over on DMR, N1LU.
Hey, what's up, man?
How's it going? Give me a minute. I'm going to stop for some gas. I'll be back. That's Joe. That's a friend of ours that we haven't talked to in a while. NY2EE. He's up not too far from you. He's in Nyack, New York. I forgot what town you're in, Brian. But anyway, that's Joe. Pick it up with him. Rocky should be back here shortly as well. Let me just get some petrol in this car. N1LU, I'll be on the side for a minute.
You were close. It's Danuette.
Yeah, that's right across the Hudson for me.
What are you, Buchanan?
Yeah, I'm hearing you fall on the reverse.
Are you near Buchanan or down a little bit more? Like, what's a little bit below it? I forget.
Where's the Howe in New York?
MY2EE. Could you say that again? You got taken up by the repeater ID.
I said I'm in Bahala, New York. I'm on the top of the hill, so I got pretty good range here.
Very good, Valhalla. You're just on the other side of the top for me.
Yeah, you're pretty close. It's probably like, I'd say like 7 or 8 air miles, maybe. Maybe less.
So, as long as cranes don't get in the way.
Yeah, it's, I'm like, I don't know if you know where the Weka Tower is.
See, I don't know if it was ever called the Weka Tower, but I see that huge tower over, right after the bridge. Is that the Weka Tower, or... I thought it was called something else.
Well, it might be called something else, but I know WECA transmits from there. I don't know what the actual name of it is.
I think Charlie knows when he comes back. He knows that big tower, I guess, that you see predominantly sticking out of the Westchester side of the bridge. It has a special name for it. I can't remember, though. But, yeah. Okay, that's about where you're at.
Oh, I'm on the next, there's a valley between me and the next hill. I'm on the next hill farther west, on the peak of the hill, so I can see that tower from my backyard.
Roger. It was like when I was in Queens, if we were up on the top of my roof, you could see the very tippy top part of the Throgsneck Bridge from my house.
Joe?
Yeah, basically the same thing, except for I see the top of the tower.
Yeah, go ahead, Rock.
Be up on Tri-State. I want to see if your ID comes up. Throw your call out on Tri-State again. I want to see if it comes up on the front of my radio. I just put you in my contact list.
And 1LU mobile.
Programmed him into my 800 plug. He just came up on the screen. Charlie, and good morning, Brian.
that when I get home. I didn't bring my laptop today. I should have, but I didn't know Joe was going to be on. But I'll do that when I get home. Over to you, Brian.
Yeah, how you been? How both you guys been?
Doing good, just the normal stuff. Going to work, going home, going to work, going home. Not much too exciting going on.
I found out what was wrong with my Civic. It was just spark plug wires that needed to be changed. That's it. Everything else now is running perfect again.
Oh, very good. Very good. Did you do that yourself or you had somebody do it?
Well, I could have saved like $60 if I did it myself, but I wasn't sure it was that because when I pulled the plugs out while the motor was on, it was each one was producing a spark, you know, like inside the plug. So, but I guess you could see the spark, but it wasn't strong enough to be good. That's why I thought it might have been the fuel or some other problem because I saw a spark. But obviously, it was the wires.
It's always nice when it's a fairly cheap fix. Good, Rock.
Katie 2, BOR. Well, that's good, Brian. At least you got that headache taken care of.
Yeah, now I just got to get a muffler, because my muffler is, it's good up to the point where it connects, just the rear section, but the muffler section to where it bolts on to the part that comes from the cat is pretty much trash.
Yeah, well, you can get that in due time.
It's not a big deal, it's a little loud. I was scared it was going to be something with like the cylinder compression or something like that.
Well, thank God it wasn't.
Yep. Actually, due for an oil change, I'm going to go get that done tomorrow before I go to work. I changed the oil religiously in it because it doesn't burn any oil. And it's between oil changes, it stays right on line, which I think is unusual for a motor with that many miles on it.
Well, if it's well taken care of, that's usually the case, that they won't burn any oil. But you're fortunate. You're getting some good use out of that car. You said you put $100,000 on it, you bought it used. I wouldn't talk about it too much.
Yeah, I bought it used from... It's not a good look. It's not as beat up on the outside like some Asian lady from Queens owned it, but she backed into stuff and like got dents all over it, but... she did the maintenance religiously on it because it's definitely well maintained, the motor.
Very good. See if Joe's back in there. Go ahead, Joe.
NY2EE. You guys pick it up. It's a cool deal. I'm probably going to clear on you. Charlie's going to go to work. I'm going to try to get some sleep. But it was a pleasure talking to everyone. Nice to meet you, Brian. And, what I'll do is I'll keep that radio charged and on, and this way if you guys want to talk, it's always be around. It's a great idea. I think it's pretty cool. And all right, guys, I'll talk to you later.
Don't forget to get a hold of Kenny Mack and ask him if you can put his stuff in your radio, because we're on his private a lot of times.
Yeah, well, I'll talk to him, but as far as programming this thing, I gotta wait till I get another computer. And I wonder, do they have stuff for Mac for this, or is it all Windows still?
That I couldn't answer. Can you, Charlie?
I believe it's only Windows. I don't think you can program that on the Mac. I'm using Windows 10 and it works fine. Rocky's using Windows 7 and it works fine. But I don't think a Mac will do it.
Funny, just this last thing before I go. I had a Sony with stupid Windows 7 on it. And now I got stupid Windows 10 on it for some reason. Didn't realize that, you know, it did it on its own, actually. It updated it on its own. And then... the same day that I realized that it updated on its own, I updated my iTunes, and I lost everything, man. Everything.
Surprised it would update by itself. Usually it asks you.
One day I turned the computer on and it was all different. Everything changed. I didn't even, you know, everything was different. And then I, you know, not realizing that it upgraded, I went to do my iTunes and I lost everything. I lost my stuff on my Flex radio. I lost stuff on my my ID, my plug for the 380. And the iTunes was a mess.
I think you have to, you must have accidentally clicked something because I don't think it upgrades by itself unless you, like, approve it. I must have asked you a question, maybe you clicked yes by accident.
It's a possibility, that's why there's nothing I can really do about it. And, you know, and I had talked to them, well, when I upgraded the iTunes part of it, I noticed that I only had iCloud. All my other songs that, you know, I have millions and millions of songs that I took off the CDs that were no longer there and they were missing. So one night I got the CDs out and I decided that I was going to start to put the new songs on. When I was putting the songs on, you know, I got tired and I shut everything down. And the next day I woke up and it ended up the computer had a memory problem. And then all that work that I had done, it was probably about 500 songs, it was all gone. It never ended up showing up in iTunes at all. So there's definitely something wrong. So I may have to just get another machine.
I don't know if you want to get that drastic. You should try to find somebody that restores computers. For half the price of a new laptop, you could probably get your... is it a laptop you're talking about or a desktop?
Yeah, it's a Valeo Sony, and they don't make them anymore, and it's like a 7-core or whatever this thing is. I'm having trouble with the battery because when I turn it on and finally get it booted up, it only tells me I got 14% of the battery left, so it's a mess. So I may... From when I explained that to one of those techie geeky guys, and they turned around and said, yeah, a memory management problem is probably something on board the computer, and it's probably just worth getting rid of it, or buying a new one. You know, because what are the new ones, like $400 now?
Yeah, I just got a new laptop, an HP, I believe it's an HP, yeah, HP, so that I could program my radios, because I got a couple of radios now that you can only program them with a computer. And I paid under $400 for mine. It was on sale. It was like $349 or something. You know, I didn't need anything for playing games or whatnot. It's only really for programming my radios, and it works great.
Well,
yeah, I have two Sony computers, a laptop and an all-in-one desktop.
I need at least a quad core for it, so I don't know what they're doing. I know they probably have tons of stuff that's way updated. I know it'll work with Windows 10, but, it's a mess if I don't get this thing done. I gotta save up for a laptop.
Just do your research and, you know, look for a good price with lots of good reviews. But, yeah, there's a lot of cheap stuff out there now. You can even buy one used if you want, but that's up to you. All right, very good. Let's see, over to you, Rock.
82BR, I'm just trying to see if he's in my contact list on a 380. I just did that one just now. I'll get right back to you.
Hey, you know what I was going to do? I was going to end up buying the same radio for 2 meters.
What, the MD380 2-meter version?
Well, you know, I said it was so cheap I was going to do that, but now I see that Bofang has a dual bander, so maybe I'll save up, you know. I need a computer first, so I have to do the computer, and then maybe I could save up for whatever the dual-band Bofang is. But I'm sure it won't be too pricey. If it's $200, I'd be surprised, right?
I haven't heard about that yet. I'll have to check it out. Just be careful. Don't jump into anything that's too new. You want to let them get the bugs out of it, just like with your MD380. You're having that receive problem. You know, that was probably a bug in the newer version. Rocky got his after they'd been out a while. In fact, Rocky got his, I think, just when they upgraded from the 380 to the 390. So just be careful. Don't be too eager to get into something brand new.
By the way, I have a Sony laptop from 2012, and it runs Windows 10 perfectly. So there's also an option, I think you could reset the computer back to its original, to save everything that you have that you don't want to lose. I think you can reset it back to when it came, the operating system it came with.
I tried. It won't go back. It won't go forward. I lost everything on it. They're telling me that it sounds like it's an onboard memory problem, and that it's probably going to be cheaper for me to get a new laptop than to even bother having it fixed. That's what they told me. Because Sony doesn't make these anymore, and Sony doesn't even make computers anymore, they were telling me. So I was like, oh, man. So I don't know if I should get an Asus or HP or something.
That's true. I mean, I have two Sony computers. Even though they don't make them anymore, they still have support for them. If your computer is old, like pretty old, I'm assuming you may have to pay for it. But that's why I save everything. Like I have hard drives that I used to back up everything on. Now I just pay for the one drive for 1 terabyte, and I upload everything to that. And I mean, you're guaranteed not to lose your information when you upload it to their server, you know. So you just gotta pay, like, I think it's $6.99 a month or something. And you get 1 terabyte of guaranteed, it won't break down, it won't like die.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm not into paying them, but I know. I guess it's off-site saving. I should do something like that. But yeah, it was just this personal laptop actually ran my Flex 6700, and it was actually running my what the hell do you call those things? I can't remember. My pain medicine's actually kicking in, so I'm not going to be able to remember everything. It controlled everything in my, forget it. I can't remember.
Yeah, well, you don't have to pay $6.99. They got a $1.99 that you could use, too. It's like, I think, 50 or 100 gigabytes or something. It depends how much storage you need. But, yeah, that's why I stay away from iTunes also. They're real, whenever you put anything on iTunes, it's like, it's a real pain in the butt to, like, transfer it off of iTunes. That's why I use Android, and I recorded all my CDs onto my hard drives, and I could just re-put them to, you know, it's, like, universal with the Android players, so. That's why. Actually, I just got a new. They just gave me a new Note 5. My Note 4 Edge broke, and they just didn't have any more of them, so they just gave me a Note 5.
Yeah. Well, I had my Sonos on it. I don't know if you were doubling with someone. Let me just take a standby and make sure someone needs to get in. NY2E.
And 1LU Mobile. Now, he wasn't doubling with me, but perfect timing. I want to head inside. Let me just see if I have it. Right, very good. Yeah, I got the Note 5 too, Brian. I kind of like it. It's got some, you know, issues. I keep getting, I don't know if it's a virus or just spam or what. Or like adware. It'll come up telling me I want a contest. It's a real pain in the ass. I keep trying to clean it, but nothing seems to help. So maybe if you get the same thing, let me know what you do to clean it out. But anyway, good hearing you, Brian. Rocky, I'll talk to you later, I'm sure. And Joe, don't be a stranger. Like I said, early Saturday morning, not too early, we're inundated with coyotes in Stamford. And I've been going out when the sun's just coming up, so I'm going to wait till it gets a little brighter before I go out with my dog. I don't want to get attacked by a pack of coyotes. But I usually take the HT, and I'm usually on Tri-State. So keep your ears open if you're up early in the morning. 73, guys, have a great day. This is N1LU, and I'll listen out for all three of your finals. Go ahead, Joe, over to you.
Yeah, do it. Okay, I'll do that. I'll charge it back up, maybe see if I can find a fix for that no audio. Maybe they came up with something. I doubt it, but who knows. Okay, now let you and Rocky go ahead, and I'll talk to you all next time. Later on, NY2EE, off and clear.
Joe, real quick, go on Yahoo Groups and join the MD380 Yahoo Group. You might find some information on that. They're pretty good. I've joined all of them for all the radios I own, and every so often you see a fix in there. But join the Yahoo Group for the MD373 show. Over to you, Rock.
Hey, Joe. Pleasure hearing you tonight. Like Charlie said, don't be a stranger. Don't forget about Kenny Mack. And if you have any problem with that code plug when you get a computer up and running, you could always email me the plug. Or if Kenny says okay, I could always email you my plug and you could load it into the radio, change your ID number and your call sign or whatever you got to do. And I don't have the biggest code plug in the world, but you'll cover Kenny Mack. You got Orangeburg, I got that. And whatever else. So have a good night. Over to you, Brian. KD2BR.
Okay, Joe. Nice talking to you. 7-3s. Have a good night. Charlie, by the way, I got some things to discuss with you about this Note 5, actually, when you get a chance. I mean, some things I like about it and I don't like about it compared to my Note 4. But you got to tell me what the error codes are on your device there, and I'll be able to help you figure that out. But I don't like, they removed the memory card, which I think is ridiculous. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. There's no memory card in this thing. But I just took it because it was free, and I'll just wait till I can afford the Note 7 or when it goes down in price, when the battery's not exploding. But get to me on that, though, and I'll help you out with it. And plus, I'll tell you some more things I don't like about it.
Good, Brian. We'll hook up maybe on the Mega Machine one weekend. Talk to you later. Have a great day, guys. N1LUB.
Okay, KT2LZ. Have a good night, bro. Are you leaving to Rock?
KT2BR.
Champ. Oh, and also they forgot to put an antenna on the FM. There's no wire at all going to FM. Since I put the wire, it actually works pretty decent.
Where did you find this radio?
This is my clock radio. I bought it from Radio Shack, and the thing never actually picked up any radio stations good. So I played around with the tuning capacitors and the variable inductors, and now I'm getting CHML in Canada, and I can pick up WHUD in Poughkeepsie, New York on it. It's not working bad now.
82BOR. Who made it for Radio Shack? MFJ?
It's mighty fine junk. No, it's worse than MFJ. It's Emerson. He's thinking, why did Artie buy an Emerson? Well, I'll tell you. This is the answer. It had that little projector thing. And when I'm sleeping, when I was at work, in other words, before going to work, I would kind of hit the snooze button a lot. And then I would look at the clock, you know, and say, what time is it? But to do that, I'd have to go on the other side of the room. So I got this projector one, and it would tell me what time it was. No matter what, no matter where I was, I could see the thing on the ceiling, you know? So now it actually picks up radio stations.
Very good. I'm trying to find these crystal filters for the Olinco radio. It's not just Olinco had the problem. Kenwood had it. All of them had it. Can't find any place local to buy them. Everything is United Kingdom or China.
You don't like the way it receives, or it's actually doing something weird, like making noise or something? What is it, like, you getting interference or something?
Do we have another station in there by any chance? Nah, these radios were built with the name Toyo filters in them, and they go bad. Guy's dropping a 235 off here today for me to change one because he's a little busy. And he's got another radio to do it on.
I wish I could see what it does. I would love to... Can you make a video of what it does? I would love to see the symptoms.
The symptoms are a very noisy receive. Receive drops out. I've already done 235s for two different people already, and I had the same problem on one of my 635s.
The receipt drops out, you'll be hearing something, and all of a sudden it'll just drop.
Yep, and the busy light on the radio always stays busy. There's a lot of videos on the internet. Somebody's got a top off one, you see how they corrode.
Okay, so it's not a sealed filter, it's kind of like obvious. If you looked inside, you go, oh, that's goofed up.
They get bad from the heat, from what I've read. If you go on eBay and just punch up LTM455E, as in Edward, you would see what the filters look like.
455, okay. Well, let's check that out. I'd love to know what it looks like and what it does. You talking about those little orange square filters?
No, these are black. If you open up an 857 and look at the picture, you'll see a 455E, 455G, and I think they also GW. There's different megahertz. These happen to be 15 megahertz wide, 455 hertz.
Okay, so each filter is X amount of kilohertz wide. Okay, gotcha.
They got five legs on them. They're a little bit of a you-know-what to get out of a, you know, surface-mount board. You got to be very careful if you don't have the right... they're really tough to get out. I usually take the top off the filter, get all the pieces out, and I try to desolder them that way, but it's tough. I've done them. Very tedious.
Well, you got a double-sided PC board or just a single-sided PC board?
Oh, some of the pins are a through-hole.
That's interesting. Yeah, I know some of the radios out there, double-sided PC board, you know, or multi-layer PC boards are my favorite. I love those. Those are fun.
Yeah, you just gotta take your time. You can do it. I didn't mess with my 635. Somebody gave me these two 235, so... 635's experimenting on surface mount technology, but I sent my 635 out to South Dakota. I forget the name of the place who fixed it.
Is there a particular amount of years before the filter goes bad, or, I mean, is there like a preset time?
I had a filter go bad in, I think it was the used six. I bought two of my 635s new, and I bought one used, some QRZ. I don't know how old the used one was. It was in perfect condition. I can't tell you. But that one could have been a year and a half, 2 years old.
That's it, huh? That's pretty bad, actually. So if I bought a 635, I could have had a bad filter in 2 years? Yikes.
Nope, nope. Malenko has switched over to using Murata filters. A lot of the big three use the Muratas now. They got away from the Toyo, T-O-Y-O.
Yeah, Murata's a better brand, yeah. I think all the older stuff, that's that Murata. I don't know why it's... I guess the other ones are cheaper, probably.
82 BOR, I had an old, it was like a Ranger, 995. I bought it. I actually got the advertising books at home yet, which I told you from Copper. I bought the Eagle 5000, the big black radio. It was like a Ranger radio.
Did it have the handles on it? K2OL.
Yes, it did. They're very hard to find. I sold one on eBay about 3 years ago. I had to send that one out, the big crystal filter, and that one. I was having problems on sideband receive on the upper side, and I sent it out to, I forget who I sent it to, and they sent it back to me with the crystal filter replaced and the old filters, that big silver can that was in those radios.
Oh, wow. So it was like, yeah, it's a big honking radio, huh? How many watts was that thing?
100. Actually, you could get a little bit more out of them. It was just like the 2995.
Thing's doing some weird things tonight, huh?
Yeah, it's got a weird squelch tail tonight. It just started doing that because we were all out here before and it wasn't doing it. One guy, Joe, in Y2EE, was saying, what happened to the squelch tail on this computer, on this repeater? It's awful short.
It's weird, huh? Just started doing that out of the blue?
Could be conditions. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm not getting any kind of weird things going on with my weather channels tonight. Well, past two nights were weird things going on. Don't notice anything weird. Oh, did I tell you about the PSG&G guy?
82 BOR. I heard you talking about, I guess, last night.
He never came back. So it kind of, like, blow you off when you call him, too. It's like, you know, well, yeah, we'll get to it. We'll make a service order for it. Like, they're quick, they want their money, but, you know, they need a little effort to get their money this time. Because I told him, I says, if you make an estimate, oh, we're not going to pay, so you got to send somebody.
I saw my buddy yesterday, and I forgot to ask him who to get a hold of about getting a street light put in. I probably will see him today. He's a lineman. He has nothing to do with street lights. You know, he sets poles and puts the wires back on them and stuff, but he probably knows somebody. He's out on disability right now.
Roger that. Maybe he's got a friend who could throw it up there or something. Make himself a work order and hang out and hook the wires up and have a nice time doing that and maybe go to Rest Hut for lunch or whatever. Yeah. I think they're all union, those guys, right? So you can make a day of it.
82 BOR. I had a new electrical panel put in my shop here. And my buddy's an electrician, so he did it on the side. And we needed to pull the meter on one side. I have two meters here. But you need that special key to unlock the box to get the cover up. approached him, and the guy stopped there one day, unlocked a box for me, and he gave me his cell number, and he came back and put the